Wasn't sure kind of where we were going to fit this in the service. If you were here in Sunday school, you met them. If you weren't here in Sunday school, I've just asked Chris, and maybe if Amber wants to share a little bit too, just to kind of share briefly how we came to know the Lord, his call to ministry, and maybe how he's felt these last couple of days here in Union, Bangor, Marshalltown. I don't know where else they made it through Albion on accident. So I'll invite them up to just share briefly.
All right. Well, I'm Chris Smitherman. That's my wife, Amber. And I come from Kansas by way of Oklahoma, because I've been in Oklahoma for 5 years. I grew up in Kansas. I'll let Amber tell where she grew up.
I grew up in Grinnell, Iowa. Some of you probably know where that is.
And, my testimony is I've always grown up in the church, and a little French church in Haviland, Kansas. And when I was probably about 14 years old, I just realized that maybe I wasn't living the way I should. And I knew who Jesus was. I knew the right things to do. I knew everything, but I wanted something more. And so I dedicated my life to Jesus then, and it's been all easy and stuff from there. Not really. And then when I was a junior in high school, that's really when I felt a call to the ministry. I had scholarships to go play football in college. And I was going to do that, and, you know, I wanted to get out of Haviland and everything, but God said, no, I want you here. I have something for you. And I didn't know what it was at the time, but he led me to Barclay. I graduated from there, met my wife there, and we have 3 beautiful kids, 1 on the way, and so... I just my call to ministry just kind of came as, you know, there wasn't some elaborate event that happened and said, okay, you're going to ministry. It was just God saying, you know, I want you to be involved with kids. I want you to, you know, use your gifts and your talents for me in ministering to kids. And so that's kind of my testimony, my call to ministry, the shortened version.
I grew up in Grinnell and was active in that church my whole life. And I actually went to Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa for 3 years before transferring to Barclay and graduated with my degree in music ministry. So we've been in ministry together for the last 7 years, almost 8 years. And I just want to say, I know that one of the questions that people have asked us is, why would you guys want to come to a rural town in Iowa and to talk kind of about our calling specifically to Bangor? And Margaret, I know you're emotional because you're tired. I'm pregnant, so I... But I just want to tell you, I know that I speak for Chris when I say that being in this community for the last few days and getting to know you, and the worship was fantastic. And for a church this small, to have that volume and just seeing people worship the Lord and hearing the hearts of some of you, and how I just keep hearing this theme of we're gonna be obedient to God and we're going to follow him. And a revival is coming. And hearing those things, I feel like if there wasn't a job opportunity at this church, this is a place that I would move 600 miles to be a part of. So I just felt like I just wanted to let you know that you may feel like you're just a rural church and that people don't have a desire to come. But just knowing you guys for the few days that we've been here, it's been a really precious time. for us both.
I just want to say thanks to Chris and Amber for being willing. They yeah, that's fine. They left three kids at home to come out and be with us for the weekend, and so that I know that was tough on them. I think Amber said it's the first time they've been away from all three of them at the same time for any extended period of time. So fortunately, Chris's parents were able to head to Oklahoma and spend the weekend with them. So the kids were fine with that. They were just like, come back whenever. But so they're making a sacrifice to be out here with us and get to know us, and we'll just continue to pray together and seek the Lord's leading in that. So
we're going to have the all the youth and who came on the youth trip come up front. We're running a little late, and we know this. Well, we went on a we're missing two, right? Siler Garcia and Macy Lant. I think we have everyone else that went on this mission trip. And we had an awesome time, and we were in Kenosha, Wisconsin, doing community service for 5 days. We did all types of, there was 17 to 19 crews. We were all dispersed between different crews. So we did anything from working with disabled adults through the Easter SEALs. They went to a domestic violence and shelter to help for women and children and families with domestic violence and sexual abuse. We went to a community YMCA and worked with children that were underprivileged. So we did a wide variety of things, and I saw these, all of us, grow for a heart of doing community service. And every day, when we went on a crew, we'd have crew devotions, and we had the students lead crew devotions, and we had worship every night. And that's what Olivia was talking about. She was involved in our worship team, which was wonderful. And as it grew, and she grew in relationships. And all of us grew in relationships with our crews. So why don't we go ahead and, where are you, Aiden? This is, they welcomed us. This is when we arrived. And Quakerdale gave us a bus to use through the donations of us working for Ray Willits. He donated money to have us utilize this bus so we could all be together. And we also took our old Ford that was packed full of stuff. So this was our...
I'm on now, and we just barely made it home. Kept dying on us.
But with prayer, we got there. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have Leah share a little bit because she needs to go to work, and I want her to tell her experience. And also, she was such a leader for this crew of teenagers. She was wonderful to have with. She did a wonderful job. And Scott Davis, I don't know what I'd done without him either, or my husband Mike. So this is great. So let's go ahead with the next slide and see what it says. This is the theme. What do we stand for? And these other themes were just what we touched each day. Why are we afraid? Why do we want me to do it? What do you want me to do for you, well, Lord? And do you want to get well, and do you see anything that needs to be done? So we'll just go on and cruise, and you go ahead with your crew.
Okay, so I worked with Bree and Aiden and also Macy, which was Ashlyn's friend, and we worked with autistic and just kids that had disabilities, and we got put into different groups, and it was just an amazing time, and it was amazing seeing it, like, these kids work with them because they were kind of like scared at first and stuff like that. So it was just amazing to like see them, how they worked with them, and it was just amazing.
Okay. And what kind of role did you play in a crew?
I didn't have a role because Aiden took two roles. So I didn't actually have a role, but it was an amazing time with our group.
And we'll show pictures of Leah later on. We're going to be going through, but...
If you crew had different roles that had to be played every day. every day, every crew had different roles that had to be played. Somebody had to make sure we had food for the day, so they had to go collect the food items that needed to be collected for the day. Somebody was charged with devotions and things, so we'll get into that a little bit more as we go on.
Well, and as Mike was saying, there was devotion leader. How many of you were devotion leaders? Okay, we had a couple devotion leaders. Work directors. Okay, quartermasters. All right, progress reporters. I was a progress reporter. Organizer. All right, and break maker. All right, see, we had a good, everyone did something. We needed every one of those to survive that day and not working. So that was awesome, and they took responsibility. And Mike didn't take anything either. He gave it all to the kids that he was with. So.
Administrator.
Okay. If you need to go, you can go ahead. Go. Okay. We were, Jade, Jennifer, and I happened to be on the same crew. And we went, and I'll let you guys talk about it.
All right, so we went to the Y, and we helped with kindergarten and first grade, so ages 5 through 7. And the kids were, like, from underprivileged homes. And we had 3 other people in our crew from Fort Dodge that helped us out. And we just played games and read books, colored, and they had a 4 core value that we had to teach them about honesty, respect, responsibility, and caring. So we did, like, worksheets and stuff like that. And each day we had God sightings, and I think we're going to talk about that later.
Okay, yeah, we worked at the YMCA with kindergarten to first grade, and we helped them, like, swim and went rock climbing, and we, for 1 week, we did a lesson on respect, and that was pretty fun.
I was in that group as well, and sometimes it took us 25 minutes to line up, guys. We had a lot of kids. So our days kind of went slow, and we did a lot of fun things getting to know them. So here's the next one. Okay. Molly and Siler. And Siler's not here, so.
Scott was in that group, too.
Oh, no. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he's in the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Siler and I went to Eastern Seals, and we worked with mentally handicapped elders, and they're ages 20 through 90, and we just, like, played games with them, swam every day. Went on walks and just had fun with them.
Will you tell them that how you grew with being a little frightened when you first started? That's okay.
I was scared when I walked into the room, but I got used to them. Yeah.
They just brightened up when they'd see those two, those people. Okay, we'll go on to the next. There's Ashlyn. She got to be all by herself in one of the crews.
Okay. I worked at the homeless shelter, and what we did there is we cleaned their attic and mopped floors. We got to play with their kids that they had there, and it was really fun.
I was lucky. I got to have a girl from Indiana, and I finally got her name right on the last day. But she was very easygoing. Her name was Kirsten, and I called her Kristen and Kirsten, and it was bad. And then I had a couple kids from Fort Dodge, Christian and Katie. I could get those names right, especially Katie. I knew that one. But they were a great group. And Jade, when we would get done with lunch, there was 3 crews that went together, and we utilized the bus for that. And we would all go to the Y, and then we would split up when we got to the Y. And It was a fun group, and we did devotions every day after lunch, and Christian was good enough to volunteer to do that, and I was really proud of him because it was not his gig, but he did it every day, and he was a lot of fun.
My group went to the Women and Children Horizons, and that was a shelter for women and children who have faced domestic and sexual abuse, and for the weeks that they had the, like, Week of Hope, like, different weeks, and then they always had camps for the kids, so we always organized the games that they play, and then every day we did a different lesson, and one of them was, like, oops. One of them was, like, safety hand plan, and it was, like, 5 things that you could do when you were in a situation that you needed help. And then another day, it was people that you, the lesson was about people that you knew who were safe to go to if you were in a situation that you needed help. And it was just awesome. And the kids, like, they were nothing that I expected them to be. Because I expected them to be, like, sad, not very playful. And when we got there, it was awesome because they just were full of energy, jumping around, and they were a lot of fun to play with.
Well, of our group, besides Olivia and I, we had two kids from Fort Dodge and then one from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it was neat to see the way we all kind of bonded together during the time that we were there. And I think what I was struck by the most, one day we had 9 kids, and the next day we had 4, and it kind of varied between 4 and 9 from one day to the next. And the day we had 9 was a little overwhelming. I know I ended up at a little doll thing, like a dollhouse, playing with 2 4-year-olds and a 5-year-old, or 6-year-old. Ashton was 6. And the dynamics of playing house with them was something else, because you really heard what was going on in their life. These kids really didn't have a home anymore, didn't know whether they would be eating or not, and really had no security at all. And mom and dad are fighting, and a lot of the interaction things that we did were things like, who is someone safe that you can call? What should you do if mom and dad are fighting and you're afraid? Who to call, where to go, what to do? That's the type of issues that we were dealing with, the kids that we were dealing with. And you won't see any pictures of any of our kids, because even that was part of our being there, was that we couldn't take any pictures with them in the picture. If they are in the picture, you'll only see the back of their head.
And the car ride there to our site was always really fun, because the second day Mike put in a CD, and by the end of the camp, we knew 2 songs by heart. And that night in the circle, we were sitting there singing the songs, and every crew was in a circle, and they were supposed to be talking and telling each other good things about each other and stuff. And so we just got really weird looks because we were sitting there clapping and singing really loud, and it was fun that night.
70s Jesus rock.
Okay, we went to Easter Seals Willoway Camp, and we worked with disabled children. And the ages were 7 to 70, and the crew members were like me, Aiden, Leah, and Macy. But we did a lot of things. We took a hike to the beach, and we went on a field trip with them, and we did a lot of arts and crafts, and we played outside, just chased balls and played hide and seek, and they really enjoyed that, just us being there, and it was really fun. But, I was really scared at first because I didn't think I'd be able to connect with them and everything. But then my leader told me that God won't give you anything you can't handle. And, yeah.
This was a fantastic experience for me. It's a day camp for Easter Seals. And like she said, it's disabled people, whether it's mentally or physically. And I worked with this kid, his name was Dorian. He was a mute kid. He didn't really know how to interact with people all that much. He's 6, 7 years old. I worked with him all week. Awesome kid, one of my favorite people there. He didn't talk, like I said. I just felt like I connect with him so well. And so in the picture here, it's all of us, and then one in purple to the right of Leah is Rebecca. She's from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then the two leaders are Josh, and he's a youth pastor from Fort Dodge. And then Sean, and he's just a volunteer from Fort Dodge also. And we all had a great time. We were all scared for the very first part. That was the last thing I wanted to do there. I'd rather have gone outside and done something, but at the end of the trip, I was just Lord, thank you for putting me in this place. I felt like I did more than enough. And I just like to thank my church family for giving us the opportunity to go here.
Okay, guys, so we have to tell you about this because you're going to be very proud of us. Of all the crews, of all the youth groups there, we won the Best Supper Award. They offered the Best Youth Group Award, and it was the leaders of the camp that did this, and it was for being able to set up, serve, prepare, serve, and clean up meals. And we were given a breakfast and a dinner to do because always lunch was out on the crew. So they were watching us and how we worked together and what we did, and we were always ready ahead of time. And, of course, we added a little spice to our stuff. You blame us. And Siler took the lead role of passing out the dessert here with his mustache and his... But these kids... Yeah. He's an evangelist, what can I say? But these kids did an awesome job of preparing, working well together, and to be recognized by someplace else. And I think some of that training is here because we work so well together when we do meals and stuff that it was just a common thing for us to do, I think. So, but we had to share that with you. This is the type of things that they were sharing, is what did they learn, their fears, their happiness, their positive reinforcements. We can go on to the next one here. Because God sightings was a big thing. It's just, what God sightings did you have each day? And we shared that. And I'm going to have the kids just share one God sighting. I know we're running out of time here, but this is so important. Go ahead.
Okay. One day after we were done working with our crew, we were coming home, and we saw this homeless guy with a sign, and we went on a field trip that day, and they provided all of our lunch for us. So, like, we had to bring our lunch from the place that we stayed at. So we had, like, a whole meal for, like, all of us, and that was a lot of food. So we gave him every single piece of food that we had, and I thought that was really cool because he was really thankful for that, and that was my God sighting. Yeah, and he said God bless.
My God sighting is just watching how everyone interacted with everyone there and how he made me feel comfortable working with the people when I first was scared to work with anyone.
My God sighting was on the last day before we left. All the kids didn't want us to leave, and that told me that they were having fun with us.
My God sighting was when we were playing with the kids. They said that this was like the funnest time they've ever had with anybody.
My God sighting was a little girl named Molly had dyed her hair with Kool-Aid, and it stays in there for a long time. And she told me that she was going to have it until she went to heaven. And I thought that was cool.
I have two. So a little boy named Ashton. The first day that we were working with them, we were all down in the playroom and just waiting for the kids to come down. And we just heard thumping, and he ran down the stairs, and he went up to each one of us and said, "Hi, I'm Ashton. What's your name?" And he went around to everyone in the circle and said, "Nice to meet you." And then the last day, a little girl named Rosa, she was kind of in her shell all week and just talked to one of her friends, and everyone else was off playing basketball, and we were swinging, and she'd name a song, and we'd start singing it, and we sang it on the swings until lunch.
Well, I had a ton. Just the whole week was basically a God sighting, but one of the major ones that really struck a chord for me was I was taking a break from Dorian for a day, and I was working with this kid, Nathan, and he's like 10, 11, I'd say, and we were playing basketball because that's like one of his favorite things to do, and I was not making any shots. I don't really know why. And just after like the 10th missed shot, he's like, "Don't give up, never give up." And I just thought that was awesome.
Our God sightings are these kids right here, guys. This is just a few pictures. We just want to quickly go through. There's Jade and Bree, and we can go ahead to the next one. Working. There's Leah with working with some. Oh, I'm reading. I had the K and one. There's Molly and Siler. And we're just going to show you, after our 5 days of work, we went and had some fun time, and we're going to show you just a few pictures, and we'll just run through this. We went to Lake Michigan. And Mary and Joe will understand that when you're always saying, Scott, you're going out too far, come back. There they are. It was cold, like 50 degrees. Freezing. There was really hot. We went out for pizza one night, and here we all are. And this is at the Wisconsin
Mount Olympus.
And we went out to Paul Bunyan to eat. Just a few other pictures. That's the end, guys. Oh, you have a song. Oh, I have to share this as we're sitting down. They pulled pranks on me all the time. Okay, they stole my bed. I ran into a screen when I walked in the door. They set my alarm for 2:06 in the morning. They had a lot of fun.
The guys, on the other hand, were perfect angels.